Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chof Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. We began the second parak, Vameh Malikin of Vameh Ein Malikin. The first half of the Mishnah discusses various wicks that have problems when they're lit, they flicker, whereby a person will be apt to then tilt the candle, kilt the ner, causing the flame to then be ignited and be over the Isser Midiraisa of Havara, kindling a flame on Shabbos. The second half of the Mishnah discusses various oils that don't draw well into the wicks, and thereby, again, the same concern exists. A person might tilt the Nair and cause then an Isser Midiraisa of kindling Havara on Shabbos. The Gemara now discusses these various oils that are forbidden to use on Shabbos. V'loi b'zefes, and you cannot use zefes. Says the Gemara, zefes zifta. Zefes is tar in Aramaic, it's zifta. Shaiva kiruta, shaiva, which is wax, is kiruta in Aramaic. Tano, adkan posto psilois, mikan ve'elach posto shmonim. The Braisa comments that until now is a psul in the wicks. From henceforward is the psul in the oil. Ask the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. What is the Tana coming to teach us? After all, can you use then tar as your wick? Says the Gemara, Shaiva itztrichale. We need to teach the Chiddush of Shaiva, of wax. Mao, the same I might think. Lepsilos nami lechazi. You cannot take wax and then put a wick in the middle of that wax candle. Kamash malon. The Mishnah comes to say, the Brisa comes to say otherwise, that indeed a wax candle is okay, but if you take the wax and you make it into oil, that's prohibited, and that's going to be then also to be used as one of your oils for Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Barbar Chavin itrano. Psuto de zifta. Itran is psuto de zifta. What is itran? Itran is the psoiles of the tar. When you take the tar and you were to then set it on fire, so the oil that comes out from that is the itran. Shaivo psuto de duvsha. The candle, the wax, that's the psoiles of a honeycomb. Lamai nafka mina, why is our Gemara coming to teach us these things? What's the going to be the practical ramifications of knowing that the itrana is psuta de zifta and the wax, the shaiva, is psuta de duvsha? Says the Gemara, lamekachu memkar. If a person said, I'm going to then sell you shaiva, wax, and he ends up giving him psuta de duvsha, or vice versa, or conversely, he says, I'm going to then give you itrona, and he ends up giving psuta de zifta, then it's going to be a good sale, because that's indeed called the same thing. It's of the same, it's the psoilus, it's of the same item that he's coming to sell him, and therefore his sale is a good sale. It's a valid sale. Says the Gemara, bringing up rice, the Tana Rabbanon, kol she'elu she'amru ein malikin behem b'shabbos, all of these things that it says you cannot light with them on Shabbos. Aval oisim mehen medura. But you can, even though you cannot use them as a wick for your ner on Shabbos, but you can, yes, use them as a medura. If you're going to have several wicks and going to make a torch, a medura, that is going to be permissible, because each one will then light up the other one. Bein lihischamim kenegdo, bein lihishtamish l'or, whether you're going to use them to heat yourself up, or you're going to use it in order to then for its light, ben al gabe karka, ben al gabe kira, or you're going to use it when it's on the floor, on the ground, or when it's in the kira. Kira means a stove, but the Gra says the accurate girsa, which is really the Tosefta that we're quoting here, is menorah. So whether it's going to be used as or a menorah, v'loy asu el lasas ben psila lener bilvad. The only time they asser these psilois, these wicks, are when they're going to be just for a nair, a single psil for a nail. That's going to be a problem, because they're not going to then catch well and they're going to flicker, and a person will be apt to then tilting the candle, tilting the ner. Says the Gemara, quoting our Mishnah of Alo b'shemen kik, you cannot use shemen of kik for your oil. Says the Gemara, my shemen kik. The Gemara wants to know, what is shemen kik? The Gemara has three different interpretations. Omar Shmuel, she'iltinu lekol nechuti yamo. I went and asked all of those who go down to the sea, who are regulars by the sea. Ve'omru li oif echod yesh bekarche hayam ve'kik shmoy. There's a certain bird that is present in the cities next to where the sea is, and its name is kik. So they would extract the oil from this kik bird, and that's what it means over here, lo b'shemen kik. That's one interpretation. Rav Yitzchak b'reid Rav Yehuda Omar mishcha deka'azo. He says it's the oil from the cotton seed. That's what it's referring to when it says shemen kik. Reish Lakish Omar kikoyon de yoina. It's the kikoyon tree or plant of yoina. The Navi yoina that states over there in the Navi where he got shade from the scorching sun. Omar Rabba Barbar Chana l'didi chazi li kikoyon de yoina. I saw the kikoyon de yoina. I saw this plant or this tree. And explains, ulitzaluvi liva demei. And it was a plant like the tzluvila liva, and it was growing. It grows in ponds. The al tum chanusa madlon yose, and on the entrance way to the storefront, they would hang these plants, and it would provide a good smell and also shade. Umeparziduhi of the mishcha, and from its seeds, it would produce then this oil that we're talking about over here, lo b'shemen kik. Uba'anpuhi nichon kobriche de ma'arova. And the branches would be laid so that there'll be enough shade, whereby all those who are sick from the ma'arova, from the west, from Eretz Yisrael, would then gain, sit down or lay down underneath it and gain its shade. Omar Rabba, Psiloi she'omru chachomim, ein malikin bohem b'shabbos. Mivnei sha'ur miskaskeses bohem. The psilos, like we've been saying, we quoted this before, as saying that the reason why the psilos are problematic that we're referring to over here is because these are psilos, these are wicks that will then flicker. And again, if they're flickering, then the normal response is to then tilt the ner so that they'll get more of the oil and light up better. And that, of course, would be an Isser D'Oraisa. So therefore, that's the problem with these wicks. Shmonim she'omru chacham ein malikim bohen, m'nei she'ein nimshochin achar psilo. These shmonim, these different types of oils that the chachamim said are osir, the reason why they're problematic is because the psilois, the wicks, are not able to then draw forth into them the oils. And therefore, they are also, because again, the natural response is to then tilt the ner so that they will be able to then facilitate drawing into the psilois, into the wicks, better. Says the Gemara with the following question, Boi minei Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. Shmonin she'omru chacham in malikim ben b'shabbos. Those oils that we said that you cannot use for your neros on Shabbos, mahu sheyitein l'soichen shemen koshu v'yadlik. Can you put a little bit of good, proper shemen mixed together with it? Mi gazrinan dilma osi la'aluki be'inayhu oloi. Did the gezera include this scenario where you put a little of the good shemen together with the bad shemen, and then it does facilitate the wicks to draw forth the shemen? Or no, or that's considered part of the gezeira, that you cannot use any of this bad oil, even if it's going to be mixed together with good oil. Omalei, so Rabba answered Abaye, ein malikin, no, you cannot use these. My taima, what's the reason? The fish ein malikin, because they don't burn well, and therefore you cannot use them, even if they're going to be mixed together with good oil, because of the gezeira includes the oil that cannot be used altogether. Eisvei, the Gemara now asks from a Braisa, Korach dovesh emadlikim boy al gabe dovesh emadlikim boy. If a person were to then tie, he would wrap something that you are allowed to light with, let's say a certain wick, with a wick that you're not allowed to light with. You would tie it together. So it says over here in the Braisa, ein malikim boy. That's the Tanakama. Omer Shem Gamliel shall base abo from my father's house, Rabbi Gamliel, hayu korachim psila gabe egos. They would tie the wick to an egos, to a knot, umalikin, they would use that and they would light the wick. Ketoni mi as malikin. So you see, you're allowed to then light, even with something that you're not normally allowed to light with. Omale, he says back to him, Ademois vas li midrash Hashem Gamliel, sayinu midetana kama. You're asking me from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says malikin, you can use such a thing to light, but why don't you ask me from the Tanakam that says it's osur? He says that halokasha, that's not difficult, because maisa rav, the maisa that was brought is a better proof, it's a greater proof than that which is stated by the Tanakama. And since it took place in the house of Rabbi Gamliel, that's a greater proof of all, greatest proof of all. Mikol mokom kasha, nevertheless, we're left with a difficulty. My love, lahalik, aren't we talking about lighting this nair with a wick that is prohibited together with something else that is permissible? Lo lahakpos. No, we're not talking about lighting it. We're talking about enabling it to then stay afloat. And therefore, you have no kasha. Ilahakpos, ask the Gemara, if it's talking about just to stay afloat, my taima, the Tanakam, why is the Tanakama said it's also, it's prohibited? Explains the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Shem Gamliel. The entire Braisa really is the opinion of Rabbi Shem Gamliel. The Chesur Mechsura, and there's a part that's missing. The Hochi Ktani, this is how you have to teach the Braisa. Karach Dovesh Malikim Boy, Agabe Dovesh Malikim Boy. If you tie something that you are normally allowed to use for your psila, for your wick, together with something you're not allowed, a malikim boy, bamed dvar mamun lahalik. That's talking about when you're trying to then use it to light. Aval lahak boys, but to make it so that it just stays afloat, mutter. Shem ben gamliel oimesha beis abo, hayu korchin psila gabi egois. Because Rav Shem Gamliel says in his father's house, Rav Gamliel, they did do that. They would take the wick and they would tie it together to the knot. Ask the Gemara, Ini, is this so? V'omar Rav Bruno, Omar Rav, Chelev muhutach, v'kirve dagim sheni mochoy. If you have chelev, fats that are melted, and the innards of fish that are also melted, odam noisin lesoyche shemen kol shu umalik. A person is able to put inside of with shemen that is good, and light it, even though the chelev muhutach and the kirei dagim sheni moicho in itself cannot be used as fuel, as oil, but when it's put together with shemen kol shehu, a good shemen, then you could use it. So that's a contradiction to what we just said. Hani mimishchei ba'anayu v'hani lo mimishchei ba'anayu. The Gemara answers, this, the chelev that is muhutach, that is melted, this in itself could really be lit on its own, meaning it has the capacity to then draw forth into the wick. But those that we said before, those bad oils, cannot be drawn on their own. The gazur rabbona al chelev mehutach mishum chelev sheinu mehutach, val kirvei dogim sheni moichu mishum kirvei dogim sheilono nimochu. But the rabbona made a gezeira on the chelev that is mehutach, for the chelev that is not mehutach, even though the chelev mehutach could, yes, be drawn on its own, but they made a gezeira, they shouldn't use it for, in case you would then have chelev that is not going to be melted. Same thing with the kirvei dogim. So therefore, that's why it is mutter to be used with regular shemen together with this chelev mehutach or the kirvei dogim. Ask the Gemara, v'ligzor nami chelev mehutach v'kirvei dogim, shini moichoi, שנוסן לסויך השמן משום חילה מהותך, וקירבי דוגה שנימוך שלא נוסן לסויך השמן. The Gemara asks, why don't you make a gzeiro, however, and say that that which is shemen mehutach and the kirvei dogim, that is nimoichoi, make a gzeir that you cannot use it with good oil, because then you might then use it with even bad oil. So Gemara says, meaning you'll try to light it on its own without the oil altogether. The Gemara says, hi gufa gzeiro, that itself is a gzeir, mehutach is a gzeir that you might use. They might use then the chela that is not mehutach. So therefore, that itself is a gzeiro. Va'ana nukim v'nigzor gzeiro legzeiro. We're going to make an additional gzeiro on top of that gzeiro by saying that we're worried that you're going to then take regular oil with shemen that's mehutach, because then you may in the future then use mehutach on its own, because the gzeira of shemen she'ena mehutach, that's two gzeiros. We're not going to make a gzeira on a gzeira, and therefore it's not a problem to use shemen mehutach together with good oil. Tani Rami Bar Chamo, he taught the following teaching, the following psilos v'shmonim she'omru chachamim, ein maliki hem b'shabbos. Those psilos and shmonim that we spoke about cannot be used for the nair to be lit, to be kindled on for Shabbos purposes. Ein malikihem b'mikdosh also cannot be used, he says now, for the mikdosh. Mishum shenemar lahalois ner tomid. And he brings a pasuk, lahalois ner tomid, which is in regards to the menorah. So the Gemara says, hu tani lo, he taught this. This is Rami Bar Chamo. Vehu omar lo, and he explained it. Kedesh te shalheves oila me'eleho. The reason, and this is the emphasis of la'alois ner tomid, that the candle that is lit, the ner that is lit for the menorah will be la'alois, it will go up. Meaning to say that in the base of mikdash, the menorah is going to go up on its own when it's kindled, and it's not going to have any aid from anything else aside from the initial lighting, which means that if you're going to use poor quality psilois, then it would have to have aid, and a person chalila would then have to tilt it or do something else in order to light it properly. So therefore, that's certainly then the requirement also not only for Shabbos, but also for the mikdash that should be used only with psilois and shmonim that are of good quality that will light well. Tnan, the Gemara brings a Mishnah, mivloi michnese kohanim, umehem niyoheyem hoyu mafkin umehem malikin. It says that from the worn out pants of the Kohanim and from the belts that were made out of tzemer, that were made out of wool and also linen, called the avnate of the Kohanim, they would then tear them and use them as wicks. So the Gemara is asking a question, how could they do that? Hare, you just said, Rami Bar Chamo, that it has to be wicks that are of good quality. The same requirements that we have for Shabbos is required also in the Beis HaMikdosh. And yet we see over here, they used to use even the worn out pants and the satchels and the avnate, which is made out of tzemer. And we know that tzemer, that Brisa taught us on Chof Amud Beis, is something that cannot be used for your nair on Shabbos. So how can you go ahead and say that that's a requirement also in the Mikdosh? Answers the Gemara, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shiny. They would use these wigs for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And that's different. And therefore, it's not the same requirement as the Mikdosh in terms of the Menorah. Ask the Gemara, Toshma, but we have a brace that says, Tetani Rabbar Masno, Bigdei Kuhuna, Shekuloi, Sheshebalu, that are worn out, Mafkin oison, umehen hayu oisim psilos la mikdosh. Here it says befeirish in this brayso that the big day kahuna that were worn out were torn up and used as wicks for the psilos of the mikdosh. My love, the kiloim, isn't this referring to the avnate of the kohanim that is made out of wool, that has wool and linen, and therefore it would not be able to be used. Answers the Gemara, lo, the boots. We're talking about not the avnate that we thought that has wool and the improper type of flax that we've been using, but rather we're talking about linen, boots, that is something that is usable, that is something that can be lit very well as a wick, and therefore those were what was used for the kindling also of the menorah in the mikdash, and therefore again, the same quality that we need for our psilos and shmonim for menorah, for ner on Shabbos, must also have the same quality for the mikdash to be lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash as well.